Not Quite Right features discussions that are unfiltered and uncensored and may include themes that are inappropriate for younger listeners. Also, I swear a lot.
Something doesn't seem quite right.
Welcome to Not Quite Right. My name is Ed. And this is the 12th and final of a series of interviews that Amanda and I recorded at the Words on the Waves Writers Festival this year. So a massive thank you to Words on the Waves for having us back again. It was an absolute privilege being able to meet and speak with so many talented writers. And it's been wonderful seeing Words on the Waves thrive over the last 3 years that we've been a part of it. It really is a massive accomplishment to make it all happen. It takes a lot of organisation. And we can see how much work the organisers put in. You should all be very proud, and we can't wait to come back next year. So for our final interview, we're speaking with Robert Wilcher, who is on the board of Words on the Waves. But Robert also runs a collaborative writing website called The Moving Pen, which publishes new stories written by its members every month. So we spoke to Robert about The Moving Pen, how it started, and how our listeners can find out more. So here is our very brief chat with Robert Wilcher. We're here at Words on the Waves with Rob Wilcher. Hello, Rob.
G'day.
And you're part of the organising committee here, is that right?
Yes, I'm on the board of Words on the Waves. And I joined the board because when I saw the position vacant and look up the festival, I thought, what a fantastic festival.
Oh.
So I joined just before last year's festival. And that was a storm. It was just in the wet weather the whole time. It was terrible. But it managed to kick off. It was great. And this year, one has just been superb. So I think it's fantastic. I'm based in Coogee in Sydney, so I come up for board meetings and committee meetings. But I'm just really impressed by what they've done in the last 5 years.
It's been amazing to see it grow. We've been coming now for 3 years, and just to see it kind of go from strength to strength, and it's one of the only things of its kind up here on the coast. So, yeah, it's a real privilege to have the festival here.
Yeah.
So we were talking briefly yesterday as well about your other activities, adventures, and you're a writer yourself.
I am, yes.
So tell us a little bit about your writing and your little community that you have.
Sure, yeah. Look, my own little writing history is I've always been loved writing stuff. And then in 2001, when my first daughter was born, I wrote a book called Diary of a Pregnant Dad, which I published. And I was working with a guy who was starting a publishing company. We sold about 4,000 of those. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went quiet for a while because I've always lacked confidence. But in 2020, I did a writing course at Bronte Writers Studio in Bronte in Sydney. And at the end of that, I said to people there, who wants to join a writing collective? So five of us have joined up together and we call ourselves The Moving Pen.
Mm. And so you were telling us yesterday as well that you've got a website that sort of facilitates that group and you critique each other as well.
That's right, yeah. So the website is themovingpen.com.au, and what we do is we publish a short story each per month. Mm-hmm. And on the back end of the website, we put the draft story up and we give each other comments and critiques on what we're writing and correct spelling as well. And then we take on board those comments, and then when we decide we've had enough comments and we're happy to publish it, we put it on the front end of the website, and it's open for anyone who wants to pop in and see five stories each month, at least.
And do you write in a similar vein? Do you write to a theme, or do you each have like a very different approach to your...
We basically write whatever comes to our head.
Do you have a word limit? What are the constraints?
No, it's no constraints at all, really. Yeah, yeah.
Just whatever you want to put out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so at the end of each year, we publish a book of the stories or what we regard as the best stories of that year. And all our readers say we love the variety.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a bit of horror, we do romance, a bit of comedy. And so last year, for example, I wrote a book about, it was a horror story, a bloke taking his kids to a model railway fair in the hinterland.
Yeah.
And suddenly he becomes one of the model people on the railway line.
Whoa.
Who's subject to a shark attack every day at 12 o'clock to entertain the guests visiting.
You're bringing up trauma for me because I went to Universal Studios when I was a child and jaws coming out of the water at you. So I can visualise that very clearly.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, other stories I've written and my friends have written are to do with reminiscences and difficulties of being a person in certain circumstances or falling in love, or as some historical stuff, looking back on the past and mistakes that I've mate. And so there's a whole array of stories we do.
And do you meet in person or is it all online?
We both. Yeah, so we do regular stuff online, and about 3 or 4 times a year we come together at the Mitchell Library and have a write-in.
Yeah. It's so important, isn't it, to have your little community of writers around you.
It's great.
Sort of share the wins and the struggles.
Yep.
Yeah, so you guys have been doing that for quite some time. You must have a good sense of each other's writing styles.
We do. And it's been great watching our writing develop over the last 4 years. And the other thing we've been doing is a couple of us are writing full books. So Paul Nichols, for example, has a book coming out that's being launched on the 26th of June at Clear Books, called The Coping Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a history of the first English soccer tour in Australia. And so he put a few of his chapters on the back end for us and said, can you please help me out here? I've got a problem with this or blah, blah, blah. And
Get a credit in the book? Do you get in the acknowledgement?
I don't know. I'll find out when I get my copy next month.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but it's part of the thing is to help each other out and do it that way. Absolutely. So it's great.
Yeah,
so that's what every writer is looking for, like an outlet, a place to publish and people who will read their work. So,
So
for our listeners, what's the website again that they can find your work at?
It's themovingpen.com.au.
Fantastic.
And if you'd like to join the our mail out list, just press on the button which says send a message to me at our website and I'll put you on our list. And if you want to buy a copy of last year's book, press the button which says buy the book. There's still a few copies left.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. That's great.
Well, thanks for speaking with us, Rob.
Pleasure. And fab to you guys too for what you do.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
This has been a special presentation of the Not Quite Right podcast in collaboration with Words on the Waves Writers Festival. Check the show notes for more information about Words on the Waves and the books mentioned in this episode. If you're new to the podcast, please join us again for our regular episodes where we talk about media, culture, and the art of writing.
Something doesn't seem quite right.